Have you ever wondered why some people seem to have an almost magical ability to turn their dreams into reality, while others struggle to break free from the chains of doubt and negativity? What if I told you that the very thoughts running through your mind right now hold the power to shape your reality in ways that are nothing short of miraculous? Today, we're diving headfirst into the awe-inspiring world of mind over matter. We'll uncover the jaw-dropping, scientifically proven capabilities of our minds and explore how they can not only influence our physical health, but also transform the world around us. So if you're ready to harness the incredible power of your mind, if you want to tap into the limitless potential within you, and if you're eager to discover practical techniques to manifest your desires and dreams, then you're in for a mind-bending treat. Stick around, because this video is packed with mind-blowing insights, fascinating experiments, and actionable steps that will empower you to take control of your destiny. Let's embark on this extraordinary journey together. And before we dive in, take a moment to hit that subscribe button, share this video with your friends, give it a thumbs up, and, most importantly, commit to watching every second, because the magic happens in the details. Let's make this journey together, and together we'll unlock the extraordinary. Epictetus had a profound insight when he said, "We have two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." This wisdom goes beyond the physicality of our ears. It's a profound lesson about how we should engage with the world and with others. Imagine this. When we're constantly talking and expressing our own thoughts and opinions, it's like we're closing ourselves off from the wisdom and experiences of those around us. We become so absorbed in our own voice that we miss out on the rich tapestry of insights others can offer. Think about it. When you're engaged in a conversation, are you truly listening, or are you just waiting for your turn to speak? Often, we're so focused on what we want to say next that we fail to absorb the valuable perspectives and knowledge others are sharing. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, emphasized the importance of self-awareness and humility. They believed that by listening more than we speak, we open ourselves up to a world of learning and personal growth. It's a way of acknowledging that we don't have all the answers, and that there's always something new to discover. Life, as we all know, is filled with its share of surprises, and not all of them are pleasant. Sometimes, it feels like we're sailing smoothly, only to be suddenly hit by a storm. But what does it mean to be prepared for the worst? It doesn't mean living in a perpetual state of fear or anxiety, anticipating doom around every corner. Instead, is about adopting a mindset of resilience and readiness. Imagine it like this. Life is a journey, and along the way, there will be obstacles, detours, and challenges that we didn't expect. These can be as common as a job loss or as unexpected as a health crisis. Epictetus encourages us not to fear these potential hardships, but to embrace the idea that they could happen. Marcus Aurelius and Seneca understood that worrying about the future or dwelling on worst-case scenarios only adds unnecessary stress to our lives. Instead, they proposed that by mentally preparing for adversity, we gain a certain strength and resilience. Think about it in terms of a soldier going into battle. They don't hope for defeat, but they prepare for it. They train, they strategize, and they equip themselves with the skills and mindset to face whatever challenges may come their way. Aristotle reminds us, it is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. This means we can acknowledge the possibility of adversity without letting it consume us. It's about maintaining a sense of equanimity in the face of uncertainty. So when Epictetus advises us to be prepared for the worst, he's inviting us to cultivate inner strength and resilience. It's not about inviting negativity into our lives, but about fortifying ourselves mentally and emotionally to navigate life's twists and turns with courage and grace. As we embark on this exploration of Stoic principles, remember that by being prepared for the worst, we're not dwelling on fear, but embracing the power of preparation. Together, we'll uncover how this mindset can lead to a more balanced and resilient life. In the world of Stoicism, failure is not something to be feared or avoided, but rather embraced as a valuable teacher on the path to wisdom and self-improvement. Think about it for a moment. When we try something new or venture into uncharted territory, mistakes are bound to happen. It's a natural part of being human. As Marcus Aurelius wisely noted, the key is to keep company only with people who uplift, you whose presence calls forth your best. Surrounding ourselves with those who inspire and support our growth can be a powerful catalyst for progress. Epictetus encourages us to shift our perspective on failure. Instead of seeing it as a setback or a source of shame, view it as a stepping stone towards personal development. Just as a sculptor chisels away at a block of stone to create a masterpiece, we can refine ourselves through the lessons we learn from our failures. Learned from our mistakes, Aristotle reminds us, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This means that by recognizing failure as an inherent part of our journey, we can cultivate the habit of resilience. Each setback becomes an opportunity to grow stronger and wiser. It's through these moments of self-reflection that we gain deeper insights into our strengths and weaknesses, ultimately leading to personal growth. Principle 5. Beyond a single hope. Epictetus encourages us to consider how wealth and fortune can impact our lives, and more importantly, our moral values. It's an intriguing concept, isn't it? We often hear stories of individuals who, once they attain great wealth or fortune, seem to change dramatically. Seneca expressed that true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. Not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient for he that is so wants nothing. The idea here is that when people come into a windfall or accumulate vast riches, they can become disconnected from the values and virtues that once guided them. Suddenly, the pursuit of wealth can overshadow the pursuit of character and integrity. As Plato famously said, justice means minding your own business and not meddling with other men's concerns. Epictetus's wisdom urges us to maintain a strong moral compass regardless of our financial status. The dangers of fortune lie in the potential to lose sight of what truly matters: our character, ethics, and relationships. In the words of Aristotle, the greatest virtues are those which are most useful to other persons. Principle 6. Accepting the inevitability of death. Imagine you have a single dream, a sole hope that dominates your thoughts and aspirations. It could be related to career success, a particular relationship, or a specific achievement. While having aspirations is essential, the Stoics caution against pinning all your happiness on a solitary goal. As Seneca wisely observed, begin at once to live and count each separate day as a separate life. The reason behind this principle is profound. Life is inherently uncertain, and circumstances can change unexpectedly. Epictetus advises us to broaden our horizons and have multiple hopes and aspirations. By doing so, we create a more resilient emotional foundation. It's akin to diversifying your investments. Spreading your hopes across various aspects of life can insulate you from the potential despair of one unmet expectation. Moreover, it aligns with Aristotle's concept of eudaimonia, or flourishing. Aristotle believed that a meaningful life encompasses a variety of pursuits, such as intellectual growth, moral excellence, and fulfilling relationships. Focusing solely on one hope might lead to an imbalance in these crucial aspects of life. Principle 7. True wealth in contentment. In our daily lives, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, worrying about trivial matters and losing sight of what truly matters. We often find ourselves preoccupied with short-term goals, material possessions, and fleeting pleasures. However, the Stoics urge us to step back and reflect on the profound reality of our mortality. As Seneca said, "You act like mortals in all that you fear, and like immortals in all that you desire." This statement highlights the paradox of human behavior. We fear death, yet we often act as if we have unlimited time. We delay pursuing our dreams, mending broken relationships, or living authentically, thinking there will always be a tomorrow. When we embrace the idea that death is an inevitable part of life, it becomes a catalyst for change. It prompts us to prioritize what truly matters, to nurture our relationships, and to seek genuine fulfillment. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." By contemplating our mortality, we engage in profound self-reflection and gain clarity on our values and priorities. We start living in accordance with our principles, focusing on personal growth, kindness, and the well-being of others. Psychologically, this principle connects with the concept of memento mori, which translates to "remember that you will die." It has been used as a powerful tool for motivation and mindfulness throughout history. To truly understand this principle, we must first recognize that the Stoics did not dismiss the value of external wealth or comfort. Instead, they emphasized that these external factors are secondary to our inner state of mind and well-being. As Epictetus put it, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." This perspective aligns with the broader teachings of Western philosophy. Aristotle, for instance, believed that the ultimate goal of human life is to achieve eudaimonia, often translated as flourishing or well-being. Aristotle argued that true happiness comes from living a virtuous life and developing our inner potential. Similarly, Plato emphasized the importance of inner harmony and moral virtue, stating, "The first and greatest victory is to conquer yourself." These insights from ancient philosophers resonate with the Stoic principle that true wealth is found within, in the form of a contented spirit. In our consumer-driven society, it's easy to fall into the trap of constantly striving for more, wanting more, and thinking that external possessions will bring us lasting happiness. Yet, as Seneca wisely noted, a man is as miserable as he thinks he is. This highlights the immense power of our perception and mindset in determining our sense of wealth and well-being. Embracing the idea that true wealth lies in a contented spirit allows us to find happiness in the present moment, regardless of external circumstances. It encourages us to practice gratitude, acknowledging the blessings we have in our lives, whether they are big or small. As Seneca wrote, "Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants." Psychologically, this principle relates to the concept of hedonic adaptation, which suggests that we tend to return to a baseline level of happiness after experiencing positive or negative life events. By cultivating a contented spirit, we can counteract this tendency and find lasting satisfaction in the simple joys of life. Principle 10. Connecting with successful people. To grasp the significance of this principle, it's essential to understand what humility entails. Humility is not about self-deprecation or undermining your worth. Rather, it is the recognition that there is always more to learn and no one has all the answers. As Socrates famously stated, "I know that I am intelligent because I know that I know nothing." This acknowledgement of our limitations is echoed in Stoic philosophy. Epictetus emphasized the importance of being open to learning and maintaining a humble disposition. He believed that true wisdom begins with the recognition of our ignorance, stating, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." Aristotle also noted that humility is an essential virtue that leads to moral and intellectual growth. He argued that humility enables us to learn from others and correct our mistakes, fostering personal development. Plato highlighted the value of humility by saying, "Courage is knowing what not to fear," which suggests that recognizing our vulnerabilities is a form of strength. In today's fast-paced, information-driven society, the ability to embrace humility is more critical than ever. The ever-expanding pool of knowledge means that no one can be an expert in everything. By adopting humility, we acknowledge our need to continually learn and adapt. Principle 11. Your reactions. Define you. Guilt in its essence arises when we believe we have done something wrong or failed to meet our moral standards. It can be a powerful and paralyzing emotion, often leading to self-blame and a sense of unworthiness. In this context, Marcus Aurelius provides valuable wisdom. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Stoic philosophy encourages us to consider guilt as a curse when it becomes an obstacle to personal growth and well-being. Instead of dwelling on guilt, Stoicism teaches us to examine our actions objectively, learn from our mistakes, and take responsibility for our choices. Seneca underscores this point, stating, "No man is more unhappy than he who never faces adversity, for he is not permitted to prove himself." Aristotle believed that guilt could serve as a moral compass when it leads us to reflect on our actions and make amends. He emphasized the importance of virtue and the need to strike a balance in our lives. Plato also contributed to the discourse on guilt, highlighting the significance of self-awareness and self-examination, which aligns with Stoic introspection. The key message in dealing with guilt is not to let it consume us, but to transform it into a catalyst for personal growth and positive change. Guilt can be a valuable teacher, urging us to reassess our values and behavior. In modern psychology, their understanding of guilt aligns with these philosophical insights. It's recognized that healthy guilt can lead to moral development and improved relationships. However, excessive or misplaced guilt can be detrimental to our mental and emotional well-being, underscoring the importance of handling guilt wisely. Principle 12. Fulfilling responsibilities. Much like the Stoic principle advises, Stoic philosophers recognized the significance of the company we keep. They understood that our associations can greatly affect our mindset and behavior. Seneca, in particular, emphasized the importance of choosing friends wisely. Friendship always benefits, love sometimes injures. Aristotle also delved into the dynamics of friendships and associations, believing that virtuous friendships built on shared values and mutual support were integral to a fulfilling life. Aristotle's insights aligned with the Stoic idea that positive company can positively impact our character and well-being. Socrates believed in the power of conversations to foster understanding and wisdom. His approach highlights the value of engaging with others, especially those who have achieved success or possess valuable knowledge. Research has shown that our relationships can impact our mental health, behavior, and even success. Positive and supportive social networks can motivate us, provide guidance, and help us achieve our goals. The principle of forging connections with successful individuals encourages us to seek out mentors, role models, and friends who can inspire us to reach our potential. It underscores the idea that surrounding ourselves with positive influences can have a profound impact on our personal and professional growth. By learning from those who have achieved success and maintaining healthy, uplifting relationships, we can navigate life's challenges more effectively and enhance our own chances of success and fulfillment. Stoic philosophers believe that while we cannot control external events, we can control our reactions to them. Marcus Aurelius famously said, "Our life is what our thoughts make it." This statement highlights the Stoic view that our perceptions and interpretations of events significantly influence our experiences. Aristotle also explored the concept of attitudes and character. He argued that virtuous character traits, such as courage and resilience, were essential for a flourishing life. Principle 15. Benefit from circumstances. Aristotle's insights echo the Stoic belief that cultivating a positive and resilient mindset is key to navigating life's challenges. Plato emphasized the importance of self-awareness and self-control in his philosophical teachings. He believed that individuals should strive for harmony within themselves, aligning their desires with reason. This resonates with the idea that our reactions, driven by our inner disposition, can significantly impact our destiny. In modern psychology, the concept of mindset and its influence on well-being and success is widely recognized. Psychologist Carol Dweck, for example, introduced the idea of a growth mindset, which emphasizes the belief that one's abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and learning. This concept aligns with the principle that our reactions, driven by our mindset, can profoundly impact our destiny. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, wrote, "A man's true delight is to do the things he was made for." This statement underscores the idea that each person has a unique purpose and responsibilities that contribute to the greater good. Principle 16, Emotional Resilience. Seneca emphasized the virtue of integrity and fulfilling one's duties. He said, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult." Seneca's words highlight the importance of embracing challenges and fulfilling responsibilities, even when they seem daunting. In Western philosophy, Aristotle's concept of virtue ethics is closely related to the idea of fulfilling responsibilities. Aristotle believed that individuals should cultivate virtuous character traits and act in accordance with them. He argued that moral virtues, such as courage, justice, and honesty, were essential for leading a good life. This aligns with the principle that fulfilling responsibilities is a manifestation of virtue. Plato, in his work The Republic, discussed the idea of justice and the role of individuals in society. He proposed that each person had a specific function or role in the ideal city-state, and they should fulfill it for the collective harmony. This notion reflects the idea that recognizing and fulfilling responsibilities contributes to the well-being of the community. Principle 17. Benefit from circumstances. Revisited research has shown that individuals who perceive their actions as meaningful and socially beneficial tend to experience greater life satisfaction and mental well-being. Stoic philosophers emphasize the importance of inner tranquility and the idea that our reactions to events are within our control. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." This notion suggests that the moiron, the effective response to hostility, is to rise above it, maintaining our own integrity and inner peace. Seneca stated, "He who is brave is free." This wisdom underscores the idea that our emotional freedom is closely tied to our ability to rise above negative emotions such as hatred or anger. When faced with hostility, Epictetus, with his focus on personal agency, taught that we have the power to choose our emotional responses. He emphasized that external events, including criticism or hostility, should not have the power to disturb our inner calm unless we allow them to. This Stoic teaching aligns with the principle of avoiding hatred, as it encourages us to exercise control over our emotional reactions. Principle 18. Accept and focus. In Western philosophy, Aristotle's concept of virtue ethics offers guidance on how to respond to hostility. Aristotle believed in cultivating virtues like patience and temperance. These virtues can help us respond to criticism or hostility with measured and balanced emotions, rather than succumbing to hatred or anger. Modern psychology also supports the principle of avoiding hatred. Research has shown that holding on to hatred and resentment can have detrimental effects on our mental and emotional well-being. Letting go of these negative emotions is associated with improved mental health and overall life satisfaction. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up if thou wilt ever dig." This Stoic teaching underscores the idea that true wisdom and fulfillment come from introspection and self-awareness. Seneca, known for his writings on simplicity and the virtues of leading an uncluttered life, observed, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult." This insight reminds us that embracing simplicity is not about avoiding challenges, but about facing them with clarity and focus. Epictetus, with his emphasis on the power of choice and inner freedom, taught that our well-being is closely tied to our ability to simplify our desires and wants. Concluding thoughts on Stoic life. Principles. In the end, by learning from the wisdom of Stoic philosophers and integrating these principles into our lives, we can navigate our challenges with grace, cultivate resilience, and find true fulfillment. He encouraged individuals to distinguish between what is essential and what is superfluous, guiding them toward a simpler and more contented existence. Plato's allegory of the cave from the Republic serves as a powerful metaphor for introspection. It encourages us to break free from the illusions of the material world and seek higher truths within ourselves. By embracing simplicity, we can escape the distractions of superficial desires and delve deeper into self-discovery. Modern psychology also supports this idea, revealing that introspection and simplicity can lead to a more balanced and authentic life. Research in positive psychology suggests that individuals who practice mindfulness and self-reflection experience greater life satisfaction and overall well-being. Seneca, known for his writings on adversity, observed, "Difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body." This insight reminds us that challenges are not to be avoided, but embraced as opportunities for personal development. By seeking benefit from adverse circumstances, we can become stronger and more resilient individuals. Epictetus, with his focus on the power of choice and inner freedom, taught that our perception of events is within our control. He encouraged individuals to view adversity as a chance to practice their virtue and character. By seeking benefit from circumstances, we can align ourselves with the Stoic ideal of living a virtuous life, regardless of external conditions. In Western philosophy, Aristotle's concept of the golden mean is relevant to the principle of seeking benefit from circumstances. Aristotle believed that finding the middle ground between extremes leads to a balanced and virtuous life. In challenging situations, seeking the benefit can help us strike that balance by avoiding both excessive optimism and pessimism. Modern psychology supports this idea, as our perspective on adversity plays a significant role in our well-being. The concept of post-traumatic growth suggests that individuals can experience positive personal development as a result of overcoming adversity. By seeking benefit from circumstances, we can tap into our inner resilience and find silver linings even in the most challenging situations. Stoic philosophy, embodied in the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, emphasizes the notion that we have control over our inner world, regardless of external circumstances. Marcus Aurelius once wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This Stoic wisdom underscores the idea that while we cannot always control what happens around us, we can control our emotional responses. By developing emotional resilience and self-control, we can maintain our inner peace and serenity in the face of adversity. Plato's philosophy also aligns with this principle, as he emphasized the importance of reason and intellect in guiding our actions. By developing emotional resilience, we can harness the power of our rational mind to make well-considered decisions rather than being governed by impulsive emotions. Modern psychology supports the idea that emotional resilience and self-control are essential for overall well-being. Studies have shown that individuals who can manage their emotions effectively tend to have better mental health and stronger relationships. By developing emotional resilience, we can enhance our psychological well-being and lead more fulfilling lives. Stoic philosophy reminds us that our perceptions and judgments about events shape our experience of them. Seneca, known for his writings on resilience and adversity, advised, "Difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body." Seneca's Stoic philosophy highlights the idea that adversity and challenges can serve as valuable teachers. Rather than viewing setbacks as obstacles, we can choose to embrace them as occasions for learning, growth, and self-improvement. Epictetus, with his emphasis on focusing on what is within our control, taught that we can choose how we respond to external events. He famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This Stoic teaching reminds us that our responses to circumstances can either hinder or facilitate our personal development. By seeking to benefit from every situation, we exercise agency over our own growth. In Western philosophy, Aristotle's concept of virtue and the pursuit of eudaimonia, flourishing, is relevant to this principle. Aristotle believed that living a virtuous life involves making the best of our circumstances and using them to grow morally and intellectually. Seeking to benefit from circumstances aligns with Aristotle's idea of flourishing through virtuous actions. Modern psychology recognizes the importance of a positive mindset and resilience. Studies have shown that individuals who view adversity as a chance for growth tend to experience better mental health and greater life satisfaction. Seeking to benefit from circumstances aligns with psychological principles of resilience and post-traumatic growth. Seneca, known for his writings on adversity and resilience, advised, "Fate leads the willing and drags along the reluctant." Seneca's Stoic philosophy encourages us to accept that certain aspects of life are determined by fate or circumstances beyond our control. Instead of resisting or lamenting these unchangeable factors, we can choose to focus our efforts on areas where we have agency and influence. Plato's teachings on self-mastery and the rational soul are also relevant to this principle. Plato emphasized the importance of self-discipline and self-awareness in making reasoned choices. By accepting what we can't control and directing our attention to what we can, we engage in self-mastery and cultivate our rational faculties as advocated by Plato. Invitation to explore further and subscribe. By embracing these principles, we embark on a journey toward greater self-awareness and resilience. Let us delve deeper into these timeless teachings, reflecting on their wisdom and integrating them into our lives. For more insights and guidance, please subscribe and continue exploring these profound concepts. Socrates' philosophy, which centered on self-examination and the pursuit of wisdom, reinforces this principle beautifully. Socrates encouraged individuals to truly know themselves and understand their limitations. By accepting the boundaries of our control, we engage in the kind of introspection and self-knowledge that Socrates so deeply valued. Modern psychology echoes the wisdom of this principle, particularly in the realms of stress management and emotional regulation. Studies have shown that individuals who accept what they can't control and focus on manageable tasks tend to experience lower stress levels and improved emotional well-being. This aligns perfectly with the psychological concept of locus of control, which refers to our beliefs about the extent to which we can influence events in our lives. These timeless principles serve as guiding stars on our journey through life. They remind us to embrace the things we can change, accept those we cannot, and focus our energies where they matter most. As you reflect on these principles, remember that they are not just words, but pathways to a more meaningful existence. They invite you to explore the depths of your own character, to find solace in adversity, and to cultivate wisdom and resilience. So I encourage you to take these principles to heart and apply them in your daily life. As you do, you'll uncover the transformative power of ancient wisdom and modern insights. But our journey doesn't end here. There's a playlist on the screen filled with more wisdom, inspiration, and guidance. Click on it, dive deeper, and continue your quest for a life well lived. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey. Remember, the choices you make, guided by these principles, will shape your destiny. Choose wisely, my friends, and may your path be one of purpose, fulfillment, and inner peace.